This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Knocked down by the Supreme Court. What happened? A big day in Washington, D.C., and affects all of us, seriously. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. As I am fond of saying, we appreciate the support, seriously. Supreme Court order. This is what the deal is. The vaccine rules were nixed. So, and now it's kind of mixed reactions to it because the justice is blocking Biden's workplace vaccines, easy for me to say, mean that it's now, as they have said, it's up to the states and it's up to the employers as to what they are going to require. The Supremes basically said it was an overreach to have a mandate for companies that have 100 employees or more. And they said no. And as I mentioned, divided reactions to the Supreme Court. And I think the reason why is because now it is on the doorstep of the business to decide. They can't say, whoa, our hands are tied. We're forced to do this. This is the law. We have no choice because they're going to fine us $14,000 per incident. And that's what that law was going to do. So everybody, every single worker, everybody who got in the mix of this, that company would have been fined $14,000. The court order really just lands on the doorstep of a divided America. We know that. So just days after employers with at least 100 workers required vaccines or testing, because there were some people that did require that. And now, instead, it's an about face. And it affects about 84 million employees, more than half of the U.S. labor force. 63% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. And, of course, there are workers who are immunized. But the decision by the court's conservative majority, I think, was a relief for some firms that thought the federal rule was an overreach and was going to be burdensome to them because they were going to have to deal with testing and they were going to have to deal with enforcing this, and if they didn't enforce it, they were going to deal with very, very big fines. And now it's back in their laps. This is a big blow to Joe Biden. There's no question. This was his push, that it's about the vaccines, and this is what we're doing, and this is why we're setting this up, and da-da-da-da, and it's such a great idea. But the rule the court halted was one of probably the biggest attempt to increase vaccination rates, and it took effect as the Omicron variant is driving these cases to some pretty big levels, although it's coming in waves, right? And what will the final outcome be? I mean, still, employers, workplace safety advocates, lawyers, and labor specialists are now mulling over this decision and looking at it and thinking, you know, what's next? And what's next is it's going to be up to those companies. As some of these companies adopted what they thought was going to be the federal rule, and now it's not, right? Look, and there's 13 states that have some form of prohibition against requiring people to be vaccinated or to showing proof of immunization. So that's the other part. In Montana, employers cannot take action against workers based on their vax status. Texas forbids employers from compelling workers or consumers to receive a coronavirus vaccine. And in Utah, for example, employers must offer an exemption to any employee or job applicant who does not want to receive a vaccine or show proof of having gotten a shot. So there are challenges, and I guarantee there's going to be a lot of push-pull over this at many of these companies, right? Now this federal rule is moot, so I'll just emphasize it again. It is moot. Greg Ferreira, the president of the National Grocers Association, he released a statement and said that his group would support efforts to increase vaccine acceptance that will not place added pressure on already strained food supply chains and the labor force. The American Trucking Association, one of the most conservative advocacy groups, said the OSHA standard would have interfered with individuals' private health decisions. And it is critical to deliver goods as we recover from the pandemic and we move our economy forward. There were others who didn't react quite the same way, and I think more of that will probably trickle in too as well. Just a big warning, if you are in any one of these places in the U.S., Maine, New Jersey, Boston, the Dakotas, upper Midwest, you're going to get hit with a lot of snow, especially in that I-95 area again, which we saw that people were stranded for hours and hours with the ice and all the nonsense that went on, where you had trucks that jackknifed, what was that, like a week ago, and people were stuck, including Senator Tim Kaine, who was, I think, stuck in his car for, I want to say, 25-plus hours, something like that. It was insane what happened there. So my best advice to any of you, if you're in these areas that are getting these massive amounts of snow, don't even go. If there's someplace you have to go, rearrange it. It's Friday and Saturday. Just rearrange it and don't get stuck in this melee. All right, this one is just shocking. I have to say this at the beginning of it. In fact, Alex Kay, our incredible maestro, technical maestro for the show, said to me, wow, did you hear about Logan Paul? Well, he made some headlines, Logan Paul. He ponied up $3.5 million for some Pokemon cards that were certain to become NFTs and probably make him a bunch of money. I don't know that he would have done that, but I'm just saying. So you buy these boxes, right? He's an avid Pokemon card collector. He owns lots of precious Pokemons. And he announced he purchased this sealed and authenticated box of first edition booster packs, which would contain rare cards worth a small fortune. So then it was all about the veracity of it, right? And there was speculation. This doesn't look real. Really, look at the boxes. And that kind of stuff. So he went to Chicago to verify the purchase with the Baseball Card Exchange. A previous owner of the set claimed the BBCE verified the legitimacy of the set before, but Paul set out to authenticate it in person. Yeah, if you're going to spend $3.5 million. And guess what? They were fake. Fake. $3.5 on fake Pokemon cards. What a mic drop. Yeah. Because he ponied up the cash when they opened the case, right, thinking, oh, well, this is verified. He discovered the Pokemon card boxes were filled with G.I. Joe collectible cards. He was pretty angry about that. And the owner of the BBCE, says, we all got duped. Now, he bought them from a card collector named Matt Allen, who purchased the case for $2.7 million before selling them to Paul. Allen says he would have never purchased that set if it wasn't approved by the BBCE. And Allen says he's going to begin a new process to remedy the situation. Yeah, bro, you got to do something. I have a feeling Paul will get his money back. Meet you in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
In our virtual green room right now. He's written a book called While Half the World is Sleeping. It's sci-fi and fantasy, and he's got such an interesting background because before he arrived here, he actually qualified for the Olympics in 2000 and 2014. Can you imagine, in swimming of all things? Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me about the Olympics part, because before we go into your book, we have to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I started like when I was around 3 years old. My mom really wanted me to get into a sport, so she just threw me in the pool and said, go swimming. Ever since then, I've been swimming, and I came back to swimming in 2014, and it just was all what I wanted to be in 2014, because I qualified before then in 2000, so I did it twice in my life.
Yeah. What was your stroke? What did you do in the pool?
Swimming and butterfly.
Wow, butterfly. And you think of some of the great butterfly athletes. So that is quite an accomplishment. And when you walked away from that, did you feel that? Like, wow, I mean, I actually qualified.
Yeah, I did. It was all what it was amount to be. It was all, like, it's something, I guess, is the old saying, put a feather in your cap, something that I did in my life that I was very proud of. And, yeah, it was all what it was meant to be for me.
Yeah. So then you go to, you go to school, obviously, and then you come out with a bachelor in science and international studies, and now you've arrived at this book. Why did you decide to write the book?
Actually, I have two other books out. I decided to write the book because I had time on my hands, and I got good reception from my other two books. So I decided to write this book. And it was just a topic that I liked a lot, science fiction, fantasy, and it was just somewhere a book to go somewhere to go with your mind. So.
And so tell us about the book. So the book, again, is called While Half the World is Sleeping. What it's about? What is it about?
It's about a group of friends and the main character, Paris Farrell. They're on Earth in the future, and they're on their own little travels on Earth, and they're surrounded by different Earth, surrounded by corporations and greed and corruption, and they're just trying to get away from it all. And there are, but in the midst, they're trapped in their own scenario, in a scenario on Earth. So.
And what does Earth in the future look like? Tell us a little bit about that.
Earth in the future. Well, it's kind of a dystopian world. Like you can go to Mars and the moon, but it's all kind of more interconnected than it is now here. And it's, how should I say, dystopian in the way that you don't expect all the corruption and greed in the world comes to your doorstep, like it did to Paris Farrell.
Yeah, and Paris Farrell, he is basically the guy. He's got to confront all kinds of life-altering sort of decisions, and ultimately what will happen with his friends really rests on his shoulders, right?
Right.
Was it fun for you to, as you said, you had a couple of other books that you've done. Was it fun for you to do this book?
Yeah, it was fun. It was more fun than the other ones. Plus, I got the two under my belt, so it was more fun than the other two ones. So what made it fun was, I guess, the topic. Like a friend in the future, the topic was more fun than the other ones.
When people read this novel, what do you hope they take away from sitting down and reading While Half the World is Sleeping?
Just to take over some modern day comparisons, like, you know, with space flights, with space tourism and stuff. Just where are we putting our priorities? Space tourism or saving the planet, like climate change. So where are we putting our priorities, and not to end up in this dystopian world?
Nice. That's a perfect place to end this. But I have one more question. What's next? This is your third book. Are you going for another one?
Yeah, I'm actually writing a fourth one, a sequel. Not to Half the World is Sleeping, but it's to another one, book I wrote.
All right. Nice. We'll look for that. Thank you so much. And again, you can get all your books, right, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any other place?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Yes, but at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And their main website, the publication.
And what's the main website? Do you know it?
Ex Libris and iUniverse.
Ah, perfect. All right, so all those roads lead to this book and others. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right, thanks.
So when talking to Gabrielle, it made me think of the Olympics, of course, coming up in February in Beijing. Now, it's not in a pool because that's Summer Olympics, not Winter Olympics that we'd be talking about there. But I was looking at the Olympic schedule, and there's a couple of interesting things. First of all, opening ceremonies are Friday, February 4th. And you've got alpine skiing and bobsled and biathlon, which I think is, you have to be very skilled, cross-country skiing, curling, freestyle skiing, figure skating, ice hockey, you get the idea, snowboard, which is big, Sean White, somebody to watch for the U.S., everything that he's done in the past, incredible, ski jumping, skeleton, speed skating. I really like speed skating, and I like the short track speed skating, too, and it'll be wild to see how this all turns out for the United States, right? So snowboarder superstar Sean White that I mentioned qualified. He confirms Beijing 2022 would be his last Olympics. And he really was somebody interesting to watch. And I think in watching the 35, he's now 35, in watching him and seeing what, at the time when he first hit the scene, the flying tomato, he really got me interested in snowboarding because it's something I couldn't do. And I watch how he flies through the air and what it takes to do that. And it's absolutely, I think, incredible. What an athlete you have to
be able to do, you know, what he's done. So Beijing is the last for him. That's it. You know, that's the bottom line. And will he have more medals to add to the loot? Because he has so many medals. And this is, you know, this is do or die. This is it. It's all but a wrap. I mean, he's on the team and out of Switzerland, so that's great. And you know, he was the fourth ranked American in world snowboarding points on the world snowboarding points list, so he couldn't fall further down in the rankings. But you know, pretty much he probably needs Saturday, there's an event in Switzerland, to help build that momentum or confidence for the Olympics, because, you know, again, this is his final one. But he's in pursuit of his fourth Olympic gold medal. And it's been a tough road to Beijing for him. He was diagnosed with COVID-19. There was lingering effects. He had to pull out of last week's qualifier in Mammoth Mountain in California. He had a broken binding that also hurt his run at the Dew Tour in Colorado. So he made a last-minute decision to travel this week to the World Cup event in Switzerland, the last contest before coaches pick the U.S. team, and the team is expected to be chosen next week and finalized no more, you know, no later than January 21st, but he should get that final spot. So I believe, yes, he's in for Beijing. So many people want to see him, and it'd be great to see him get another, you know, gold medal. It'd be incredible. This is sad news, and this it goes to a summer Olympian, Dion Lenoir, an Olympic bronze medal winning sprinter for the Trinidad Tobago team and a former NCAA champion at Texas A&M. He was killed in a head-on collision in Texas. Very sad. He's just 29 years old. Look, he was a volunteer assistant coach at Texas A&M. I guess what happened is his car earlier this week on Monday drifted across the center line, sideswiped a car, and then collided with an SUV, and that was it. He was driving home from practice when it happened. So Lenore died at the scene, and the driver of the SUV was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. So he ran in 2012, 2016, and 2020 Olympics, and he anchored the Trinidad Tobago team to a bronze medal in the 1600-meter relay in 2012. And in 2014, he went undefeated through 14 races at 400 meters while winning individual NCAA indoor and outdoor championships. Just an amazing, amazing athlete. Rip to him. Very, very sad to hear that story. And so on that note, there will be more Olympic coverage, of course, coming in the Man Cave in the future. So stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government cannot force COVID vaccination or testing rules on large companies. The vaccine or testing rule would have applied to large companies with at least 100 workers. The three liberal justices dissenting wrote that the Supreme Court is preventing the Biden administration from responding to the coronavirus pandemic in the most effective way possible. The rules will still apply to workers at most health care facilities. President Biden is accelerating the government's response to fighting COVID-19.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of 6 additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to 6 hard-hit states, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island.
This is USA Radio News. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riots at the Capitol on Thursday subpoenaed Alphabet, Meta, Reddit, and Twitter for their information from their social media platforms. The committee requested that the 4 social media companies produce records related to the riots by January 27th, citing inadequate responses to prior requests. The committee said that Alphabet's YouTube platform was used for significant communications relevant to the planning and execution of the January 6th riots, including live streams of the attack as it took place. Meta's Facebook and Instagram platforms were also allegedly used to share messages of hatred, violence, and incitement, as well as to spread misinformation about the 2020 presidential election. Reddit also hosted the Donald community, which eventually migrated to the website thedonald.win in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're going to take you to Australia for a conversation with a real live Bondi girl. Do you know what a Bondi girl is? She's written a book called Life of a Bondi Girl. Fiona Carpenter joins us from a place that is magical for sure. Fiona, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Tell the listeners what it was that drove you to, first of all, well, before we get there, tell us what a Bondi girl is, because I think there may be some people who don't know what a Bondi girl is.
Okay, well, it's our local beach at Bondi Junction, Bondi. This whole area is called that. And so I live down on the other side of it, which is where our Centennial Park is, like your Central Park. And, you know, my life was park and down at the beach, and I did my surf life saving. So it's like you're Pamela Anderson, I suppose. Yeah.
So Pam Anderson has this great life, and you cruise along, you have kids, everything's going great, and then what happens?
Well, I initially I had quite a few challenges before all sort of life came about in that regard. But my sons are 21 and 23 now, and I left their father when they were 2.5 and 5, because we were just going in different directions. I had different values, and I knew that long term I couldn't sort of stay. So we amicably, and so I became a 9-to-5, and I followed his shifts and made sure that the kids weren't affected, and got to everything they had to get to, and he did too. We brought them amicably up together separately. And then, the boys are there, and I've been working, and then at 46, I had brain cancer.
Wow. So how did you find out? And wow, wonderful that you were, you both of you were in agreement on how to raise your boys that are now, like you said, 21 and 23. That's great to hear. But then you get diagnosed at 46 with brain cancer. How did you know? How did you know something was wrong? What happened?
Well, it was breakfast. The boys had just left the school, seen them off at the gate, and I came back and then just see the breakfast table, I fainted. I'd had fainting episodes in my life, but I'd never had a headache, not one. I don't suffer from headaches. And anyway, I came down. I'm not sure how sort of long I was on the floor, but I'd, my life was busy. So I was caring for the boys on my own, and I was looking after my great aunt Esther, who's in the book, and I had to carry on. So I got up and just sort of went on with it, and then that was in the February, and then in the November I was on a afternoon shift at Sydney Airport working for rental car, Avis Budget at the time, and I had this pain in this part of my head, the front temporal lobe, like you knew something was wrong. And the next day I had a routine appointment with my general practitioner, gynecologist. And she straight away, who I'd been seeing since the 80s, MRI, CT scan, MRI. That was in late November and I was in early December for the first operation.
Wow.
And yeah.
And going through that, what was that process like? Because I think that you talk about it, I know you talk about it in the book, and it's so helpful, I think, to other people out there for what they get diagnosed with, and lots of people get diagnosed, unfortunately, with brain cancer. Yeah. What was that process like going through it?
Well, I was worried for the boys. I'm a very outwardly type concerned person, and I thought we'll just have to make it work. And then I'd met a great guy at my time at Budget, and he was the mechanic, and he came and cared for me. And so we could keep their routine the same, and he cooked and helped me, and he worked. And so we worked it out. And then so then I got better. I was working. I had a couple of months off work or so, and then I went back to work, and I was swimming, so I kept up my routine, but I downgraded it. They gave me days off and so forth. And then that was in the December 2012. Now, in the May 14, the little bit, unfortunately, that he'd left in, because you've got to go by the MRI. They can't put a camera in your brain. And so that little bit, I could feel it. It was getting sore, the front temporal lobe. And so that was when they took it out. It was grade 3. And so I put myself under too much pressure again, running around trying to get to the boys to get the meant to be. And then after that, I had chemotherapy and radiation, and there hasn't been a sign of it since. And so I'm 9 years survivor now.
Oh, yay. We are amazing. So happy.
So I do have a short-term... I have a short-term memory problem. I have traits from my dad. He has dementia. And my friends will say that, well, we have a short-term, but I have a stronger short-term memory than at my age, and now at 55, than I probably would have. But I'm ad hoc. I swim all the time. I swam half a kilometre this morning before our interview, and I'm just always on the move. My dad played rugby union, and he's very – I go and see him in the carers with my mum. They're together in the same bedroom. And he's like me. He has to keep moving all the time. So that's the trait that, you know, I definitely inherited from him.
Wow. I think that's a good thing. And I love the end of that story, the 9 years. Congratulations on that. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Life of a Bondi Girl, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
Well, you know, life isn't perfect and things happen. You make decisions and sometimes it might be the right one. And at the times, you know, it was like swinging doors for me. My intuition said left, but for some reason I went right. And I was just so, it was, everything seemed to me looking back happening so fast. So it's just, you have to sort of assess it. I'm not a sort of poor me person. I was like, oh gosh, Fiona, what have you done? And get on with it. So I assessed it, how I was going to handle the situations and so forth. I mean, I was almost picked up at the back of the house when I was 12. So,
wow.
I mean, this guy sped up the up to our gate after I'd been down at Corner Shop, but it's in the book. And, you know, he threw the door open and said, "What colour panties have I got?" And in the 70s, down there was very quiet and I was isolated. And I said, "None of your business," and sort of slammed the door and slammed the gate and then slammed the back of the house and was in the kitchen until my mum came home. So I navigated myself out of that, and that was at 12. And at 6, the little friend down the road, he wanted to touch me in the sauna, and I had to get away from him too. So, I know.
So you're a survivor and a thriver. I think your story is so inspirational. Fiona Carpenter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the pleasure. You're amazing. What an honor. Thanks, Kate.
Queen takes a title away from Prince Andrew. Ooh, news from the UK, big news. And, of course, closer to home, snowstorm, get ready. I hope you have your shovels ready to go, especially in the Midwest and the Northeast. And then how about this one? A nationwide coronavirus testing company is under investigation by the Oregon Department of Justice, and it's drawn a lot of criticism from customers in a bunch of different states. So there's a pause now. The pause was expected to take effect Friday through January 24th. First at all centers for COVID controlled testing sites. This is big because this Illinois-based company's website has more than, they've got like 300 locations in the U.S. You probably may have found yourself at one of them. The company says they cannot process the amount of people that are coming in. They've processed 80,000 test requests a day. They released a statement saying they're committed to serving the patients in the safest, most accurate ways, but there are people that have filed lawsuits and complaints about what's happening at these sites. So because of that, and because they're being investigated, like in Illinois, like in Washington, that they were operating without, supposedly the charges are operating without a business license, and that's caused antennas to go up. We'll see if they reopen up or, you know, whatever. The Centers for COVID Control has the lowest grade, the BBB, the Better Business Bureau can give a business, as well as the lowest customer rating. So there you go, in Chicago anyway. But I think that's big news because of the amount of people they were testing, and probably you, not even thinking about it, may have gone to this place. All right, major snow, I got to warn you, for the Midwest, South, and East Coast, this potential storm that could pass, that just could smash a wall up into tens of millions of people with ice and snow and rain and all of that is roaring in people sooner rather than later. So get ready. You're going to see some of this on Friday in the upper Midwest. So continue through the weekend. Some places like the Dakotas, 6 to 12 inches, western Minnesota and Iowa, same thing. So you know what that means. It means get out your shovels. Ooh, how do you deal with it? I've said this before. You got to keep going out there hour after hour after hour. It's nasty. Things are going to be covered. The roads are going to be covered. So just be very careful when you're out there. Not to mother any of you, but I know when I think I'm okay and then there's ice underneath that snow, look out. And then how about this story from the UK? Queen Elizabeth II revoked Prince Andrew's military associations and royal patronages on Thursday, a day after a federal judge in New York refused to dismiss a sexual abuse lawsuit by the American woman who's filed against him. So Andrew, at 61, the Queen's second son, has been sued by Virginia Guffrey, who alleges that he raped and sexually assaulted her in New York in 2001 when she was just 17. She claims that Andrew's friend, Jeffrey Epstein, trafficked her to him and the prince knew it. So now this lawsuit against him moves forward. The queen made a move, too, because of the association with this, too over the top for the royals. All right, much more coming your way. I'm going to flip it to the backside, if you know what I mean, and I'll meet you there.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm very excited to take you to Egypt for a conversation with Dr. Mohsen Elghindi. He has written a book called Indecent Woman. It's a novel that you will pick up and, you know, I don't often say this. I've only said this a few times, that you won't be able to put down. So you'll read it in a couple sittings. And that's a testament to how well written it is. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
You're most welcome, Kate.
So tell me why you wrote this book. What made you decide that you were going to write a novel?
I can say that the purpose of some of my novels is to get the East and the West near each other, or at least to make them meet halfway. One of the basic lines that I like to illustrate in my book is the interaction between East and West when they come together. And I mean by the East here, the Middle East where I come from. Thus you find in some of my books that the main character is from the East. What would then happen when a man from the East goes to the West to face different cultures and traditions? Would he adapt himself to the new situation or adhere to the religious and societal beliefs on which he was brought up? In other words, what I want to explain is the interaction between Eastern and Western cultures when they meet together and what can result from this interaction.
Yeah, and you can see that in the book. So tell us about the story in Decent Woman for everybody listening. What's it about?
The book is a human drama It navigates the perils of teenage drama. The novel talks about the famous lawyer Tom Wilson, who had only one daughter, Daisy Wilson. He loved her so much, and her mother, Claire, pampered her a lot. At the age of 16, Daisy grew up into a beautiful girl that was joy to watch. Tom Wilson worked so hard that Claire and Daisy seldom see him. Claire, Daisy's mother, fell in love with another man and asked Tom for a divorce. Tom divorced her, and Claire left Daisy in his care. Daisy grew up and became a wild young girl. Her head was filled with boy stuff, and her strong sex drive made her lust after boys. Tom feared that Daisy might inherit the bad traits of her mother and elope or escape with a lover who might take advantage of her. He decided to take her into a long trip to distract her from lust and infatuation. He took her to Luxor, the city of the ancient civilization of the pharaohs. Tom and Daisy went on a felucca ride on the Nile. The sailor was Mustafa. This is the main character of the novel, a young boy who was the same age as Daisy. During the two-day trip, Mustafa showed acts of bravery and a sense of high responsibility. A devilish thought came to Tom's mind. Why not take Mustafa to the United States to watch over Daisy and protect her from life's temptations? Tom made a bargain with Mustafa's father and took Mustafa back with him to the United States. Of course, Daisy rebelled against Mustafa's attempts to reform her. But how a young man raised in a conservative country and believes in abstinence before marriage could prevent Daisy from having affairs with strangers? What could Mustafa do to protect her from her evil self? How could he protect the girl he loved from disastrous circumstances surrounding her and destroying her life? The story then takes various dimensions of twists and turns. When Mustafa exhausted all his efforts to save her, he left her to her distorted life, and he rises and she falls until a time comes when she realizes that his help for her and his presence in her life was necessary for her survival and her salvation.
Wow. And it's such an intriguing novel, and you laid that out perfectly for anyone that's listening to this, for everyone that's listening to this. And again, Indecent Woman, you can get that on Amazon. Masha, what do you hope people take away from reading this novel? I mean, you said East and West, and I think that's part of it. But what do you hope they take away from reading it?
Well, they can take a lot, Kate. They can, as they usually know, they can take that, or they can understand that love is the most beautiful thing in the world. Love can make miracles if you allow it, if you let it. Love can lift you up, can make you brave, can make your bad mood disappear, can fix your relationship. Love can heal the world. With love, the main character, Mustafa, was able to cure her from cancer, where doctors were unable to do that. People can also take from my book, fun, suspense, adventure, and entertainment, and most of.
Wow. It as I said, it is something that is entertaining, and you definitely are taken away to another place when you read this book. Mash, and thank you so much. And as we head for the exits of this show, January 6th panel targeting major social media companies with some big subpoenas, I'll tell you who. How about this? Sadly, this pipeline spill, more than 300,000 gallons of diesel fuel near New Orleans. Oh, you know how I love my peeps in New Orleans and Louisiana, so I'll tell you about that, too. And then SCOTUS, that's the big story, the Supreme Court blocking the vaccine mandate for big business, a win, many say, for big business and for the economy. Others scared to death, thinking that's just going to spread more of the COVID-19 virus, particularly Omicron, which is now in that whole wave form. that we've talked about. All right, so let's talk about the subpoenas first. So subpoenas were sent to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot, issued 4 subpoenas to the giant social media people that you know. So Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Alphabet, the parent company to Google, and YouTube, Twitter, and Reddit, they're all mixed into that too. And the reason the committee says they believe that, for example, Alphabet, that the company has significant undisclosed information that they say is critical to the investigation about how it moderated its content and how those policies impacted what was on their platform on January 6th. Because remember, so many of the people being prosecuted that were on the Capitol, they used social media. They were posting pictures, and a lot of that has been evidence. So I guess they're trying to dig deeper is what it sounds like to me. Like to Meta, the company saying that the parent company Facebook has not turned over key documents or responded to specific requests for information, and will then follow the bouncing ball and see what happens, because since the attack, a lot of questions have been raised about whether social media companies could have done more to stop the spread of misinformation on their platforms. So get ready. I feel regulations coming down the pike eventually. Pipeline, New Orleans, sad, right? Massive cleanup effort underway. They're all over this, though. A pipeline ruptured. It caused about those 300,000 gallons I keep mentioning of low-sulfur diesel fuel to spill just outside of New Orleans last month. It happened December 27th. It was, I guess, a 16-inch pipe that was at the Chalamet refinery just east of New Orleans in St. Bernard Parish. And the parent company of the line, or the owner of the line, Collins Pipeline Company, shut down a pipeline on that morning. They saw the pressure gauges and the flow meter measurements, that's what you would look at, of course, indicated that there was a leak, and that's how that happened. So the good news is that they're cleaning this up, but the root cause of the accident is unconfirmed right now. There have been preliminary reports saying that the probable cause is likely corrosion and metal loss, but that's not the official word. The good news, no injuries, fatalities, nothing reported as a result of the rupture, but thousands of fish, birds, and other wildlife, which is so awful to see, they were killed. And, of course, in New Orleans and Louisiana, there's amazing wildlife if you go down there. So it's sad to hear that. And then the big story, really, and this is the one that we talked about at the top of the show, is the Supreme Court blocking President Joe Biden's vaccine and testing requirement that's aimed at large businesses. It allowed a vaccine mandate for certain healthcare workers to go into effect, but that decision, I think, really hits the Biden administration in using the power of the federal government to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember, the president was pushing the necessity of getting vaccinated against the virus for months and months, and eventually decided to use the mandate on large employers as his main vehicle, if you will, for trying to convince people who were hesitant to get their shots. But the Supreme Court said no, and the rule would impact about 80 million individuals and requires employers with 100 or more employees to ensure that their employees were fully vaccinated. Now that is not a concern. All right, so on that note, thanks so much for listening to the show. It is 2022. People, make it count. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.